It's Friday, August 12th. You're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Welcome to the show, everyone. We've got a great one for you.
This is the Geek News Central podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume. Because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central podcast.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am Todd, your host for the Geek News Central podcast. How's everyone been, and are you ready for the weekend? I know I am. And, you know, last Saturday when we wrapped up the, or actually a week ago when we wrapped up the awards for Tech for Podcast Awards, I'm like, man, I finally got a little bit of a break. I can take it easy. Oh, what a week. What a week. And I've got some little tidbits to share with you and some very interesting information on some stuff that's come to me in email. And I'm sure everyone's saw the great news that's been going on about capitalism and podcasting funding, all kinds of crazy stuff. But hey, if you're a first-time listener to the show, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out the content over there. Be sure to click on the podcasting tab. Check out all the archives. There's a mailing list button there, too. You can subscribe to our mailing list. And, of course, all of our long-term listeners, hey, thank you for staying subscribed and being part of our family. Hey, I tell you what, it's been absolutely gorgeous weather here in Honolulu. And it's just, it's almost been a crime to be inside with the weather being the way it is. And I have taken Sunday on my calendar, and I have a red line drawn all the way from 5 a.m. all the way into the evening, and I am going to be enjoying the great outdoors on Sunday. Saturday, got a lot of things going on Saturday, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But hey, here's some rumors for you. I got a email this afternoon from a company that most of you are well aware of. And they said, Todd, we'd like to speak with you next week sometime. We're getting ready to introduce some podcasting products, and we don't want to make the same mistake Apple did. Would you mind talking with us next week? I can't say who it was. But immediately I replied and said, why, yes, I will be available Monday at this time, Tuesday at this time, Wednesday at this time. So I gave plenty of options. More on that when I can say something. But for now, well, you're going to have to think a little bit and let your imaginations flow. I've done some investment here in some equipment, and we're retiring our JK Audio hybrid. It's not actually a hybrid, but our foam patch system. And I've replaced it with a Telos. It's T-E-L-O-S. Telos, I guess, or Telos. Telos One. And it's a digital hybrid. And I've spent the last 4 hours prior to the show start getting that dialed in and getting it incorporated into the mixer board for our big event on Saturday. So that we're all set to patch the hundreds of people that are going to be attending the review over at Tech Podcast. So got that in, and looks like it's working good. It's kind of nice to have a nice unit that works good and when you're talking to someone on the telephone and not always having to be reach over and tweaking the audio levels. But we'll see how it works. Keep our fingers crossed. Hey, this is show 90. So we're 10 away from 100, and I'm beginning to think, what should I do for show 100? You know, we gave away a flag on the 50th show that was flown on the USS Missouri here docked at Ford Island on the 4th of July, and we gave away two hosting accounts for the 75th show, where we actually have podcasters that are podcasting now on us. So what should I do for the 100th show? Well, I think I'm going to solicit some prizes. Let's see what we can do. If any of you out there, our listeners, have a business and you'd like to donate something for our 100th show, hey, we'd like to accommodate you and give you some free airplay. So if you're a business person and you have a product that you think our listenership would be cool to win, let me know. And, of course, I'm going to have to put something in there, too. So we'll see what happens, but we're 10 away from 100th show. And, wow, think about that. We're already at 90. Is that amazing? It's totally amazing. I just can't believe it, where the time has gone. Hey, you know, and I bought this new HP Pavilion ZD8000 because of my Sony die-in. I wanted to get a docking station with it. And at the time, the store did not have one. So I was on HP's website, and I was looking around, and the docking stations were $249, and I just couldn't justify the cost. And I had talked to the guys at CompUSA and asked them if there was any alternate, you know, some sort of other device that could be used. It wasn't necessarily an HP device. And they said, no, we don't have anything. We don't carry nothing like that. You'll have to go to HP. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. So last Sunday, lo and behold, and I had been in there Saturday. Get this, Saturday evening, like about 8 o'clock at night, asked them about this. So then I'm in there, I get the Sunday paper, and I open it up, and lo and behold, guess what they've got on sale? They've got the docking station that I've been looking at on HP's website on sale for $100 off. Couldn't believe it. I'd asked this guy knew that they were sitting back behind a door, and he couldn't give me this wink, wink, come back tomorrow look. No, they couldn't tell me that. I could have went home, I would have been mad if I got home and put that order, placed an order online. And then the next morning, opened a paper up and seen this docking station. But anyway, I got a docking station now, and I'm pretty happy with it, but it keeps me from having to unhook. And that's what one thing that bothered me with the Sony is I always had to jiggle cables all around, and it was just, it was too much. Okay, what else? Hey, I've been testing Skylook. It's an application to use to record Skype calls, and it is departed the pattern. It is off my computer. I liked what it did, but it was just killing Outlook. I'd open up Outlook and it would take, I got a new computer and it was slowing down the computer. So, can't have that. It's gone. I've sent several suggestions to the Skylook, programming team. Hopefully they get it figured out and get it dialed in. And they had it messed up too. They didn't have the sample right set and they were doing some funky things, but they'll learn, you know. If they don't, no one's going to end up buying it. Okay, and also, Nick Bradbury, if you're listening to the show, and I know you do, come please give me another beta that isn't such a pig also as for processing power. It's just slowing my system down. I love what you've done with the application, but there has got to be some optimization in that code because it is definitely not completely right, okay? Hey, I know you guys want to save some money, and the perfect way is to start with your own .com name, and my friends at GoDaddy.com make it fast, fun, and affordable. Right now, you can get .com names for just $6.95 at GoDaddy, no limit. Just enter COMSALE, that's COMSALE, as your source code. For .coms, it's GoDaddy.com. Now, I did have a listener send me an email saying that he went to GoDaddy and had he did purchase a couple of .org names, and he did not get a discount. Now, I was quite concerned, and I sent an email off to my rep at GoDaddy, and she responded and said, yeah, it was only for .com. So that offer is for .com, folks, okay? So the $6.95 offer is for .coms. Now, if you want to save money on other domain names or other domain extensions, use the promo code Todd, T-O-D-D. That'll get you 10% off. I just want you guys to know that. So, you know, I feel real sorry for the listener that went out there. And, you know, it was a couple of dollars, but still, a couple of dollars is a couple of dollars. But I want to make you aware of that. Use that promo code Todd to get a 10% discount, T-O-D-D. Okay, I think that's all I've got. I got a bunch of listener email. You guys are on the ball. I'm telling you, you guys are just blowing me away. I was getting emails. I had emails in my inbox before I got out of bed, 4 hours after I put the show up, on questions that I had asked, some feedback for. And we'll get into those in just a second. Now, I want to remind you guys that this coming Saturday, we're going to be having the techpodcast.com crew is going to be having our first promotion. And it's going to basically be podcasting tips, tricks, and things that will make your podcast sizzle. So get over to techpodcast.com and get signed up. We're going to be giving away a iPod Shuffle, a couple of my books. I think there's going to be a t-shirt thrown in. But here's the details on how you can get involved with the show on Saturday. I want to tell you about a very special event that you're not going to want to miss. So listeners, mark August 13th on your calendars. Why? Because the techpodcast.com roundtable will be hosting an interactive live event using GoToMeeting, an advanced web conferencing application to demonstrate the coolest podcasting tips, tricks, and best practices that we've uncovered. You're going to love the demo and GoToMeeting, the web conferencing tool that will revolutionize how you hold small or large meetings. No more traveling to collaborate, train, present, or meet. Just use GoToMeeting and everyone can see what you see on your desktop. All you need is an internet connection and a phone. Plus, there are no hidden costs, just one flat monthly fee. Best of all, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code TechPodcast. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code TechPodcast. See the show notes for details and links to sign up at TechPodcast.com for the special event. Hey, my daughter just walked in here. You want to say hello, Anna, to the group? No, say hello louder.
Hello.
She's getting ready to go to bed, and I have to go on pause here for a second because she needs me to do something for her. So this will be a virtual stop. You guys won't even notice it. She was so cute. She brought me in. I wear these, since my back injury, every once in a while, I'll wear these pads that actually, it's like a little, it looked like a little piece of cloth, and you take the plastic strap off the back, and you actually apply it to the area that you got pain, and it gives you a little pain relief for a little while. So she brought me in one of those. She knows that she had heard me complaining early, oh, my back. So she brought me one in. So she's thinking of dad, which is pretty cool. So, okay, got some the email I got. I'll start off with Rye. He sent me an email and said, hey, check out my site called beanrocket.com. And it looks to me like he is able to, he's got a bunch of feeds set up over there for different types of podcast searches and stuff. I have not got a chance to go over there and look at that yet, and but it sounds very interesting what he's got going on. So you guys get over to beanrocket.com and check out Ryan's site. Along with that, thanks to Shane, I had put this up on the website. Shane had come through and basically informed me who the podcaster was that was doing the filtering over at filters.msn.com. And I'm pretty disappointed with that site so far. Pretty boring, nothing exciting coming out of the five web bloggers over there that Microsoft has hired. But kudos to Shane for getting a scoop on that and sending it to me. Now, most importantly, you know, there was a bunch of people that replied on the memory sticks. You know, I'll be honest with you, as long as I've got two memory sticks in my bag down there, and I've never thought of encrypting the data on them. You know, I just don't put stuff on them that if I lose them, it's gonna hurt me. But I know some of you do. So some of you have sent me emails. Actually, a lot of people sent me emails on this. And one of them was that Kingston sells a memory stick that has encryption utility, but he doesn't really like that particular encryption utility. So he asked me to tell you guys about, this was Jeff, he told me to tell you guys about GPG. It's an open source project. It's called Privacy Guard, I guess, GNU Privacy Guard. And what is it compatible with? It's compatible for Windows. So that's one of the applications. And of course, there was some other people, some of you other listeners had sent me an email on that. John had sent me one, also referring to the Kingston Drive, and talks about allowing you to add a privacy zone and to your data traveler to USB drive. So that's a second hit for Kingston. And then a third was by Rob, And he went into a lot of detail, and he said there are encrypted USB devices like Lexar Secure Drive and biometric thumbprint encrypted devices. None of are worth buying if you are paranoid about security. But he tells me to check out TrueCrypt, and that's at TrueCrypt.org. It's an open source, standalone, no installation required encryption tool that creates a virtual drive. It's not for just for USB drives, but it works well in that area also. Now, I do, I've used some different encryption devices that make virtual drives, and I do particularly like that type of a concept. And I primarily use PGP, though. Now, he's also saying, what else? Rob, I don't know if you know it or not, but I used to live in Maryland for a while. I was down in the southern Maryland area around Lexington Park. So you, or Pax River area, I guess, is more commonly referred to. But he's out at Maryland, used to be a big BBS fan. We'd actually conversed on Skype, and I'd turn him on to my old school BBS at bbsnets.com. So we talked a little bit. He's got some information in here about the Trio 670 and some other, talked about some devices that could mark the death rattle for solo MP3 devices. I don't know, Rob, if mobile phones are going to kill MP3 players or not, but we will see. Now, I got a real interesting message from, and I'm going to probably slaughter his first name. It's Vu. V-U-I, it sounds Vietnamese, and he's talking about a enhanced podcast on mobile phones, no iPod, MP3 player, or iTunes mobile required, and expendable software by T-View Hung converts enhanced podcasts into J2ME midlets. Okay, I have not checked this out, folks, okay, so user beware, go into any site that has software, make sure you check everything out very close. But I'll put up his links in the show notes, and you guys can check that out. Along with that, I got a message from Den, and he basically talks some more about mobile devices and is podcasting on a Pocket PC. And he says, "Dear Todd, I enjoy listening to your podcast very much. I know there's so many people out there they're struggling with podcasts on their mobile phones, in particular the Pocket PC. I'd like to share my seamless setup here." And he basically says his goals in this are to subscribe to podcast channels on the PC, sync them to his Pocket PC card, and then using a good audio player to listen to them and with providing bookmarks, etc., and automatic management on the new and old content on the storage card. He goes into his setup on how he uses iPodder as his aggregator and how he changes the storage directory. And I actually think I cover this in my book, but it's something that for those of you that are trying to get your MP3s on your mobile device, you know, just change the main storage directory to your storage card, and you can do that. Now, he talks about using MobSync to sync the podcast main directory to his Pocket PC storage card. And there's some more details here, but if you guys want this email on what Din does to get a podcast on his Pocket PC, let me know and I'll forward this to you. You can send mail to geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Oh, and here's one other one on the USB drives. The ones he's recommending are the Lexar Jump Drive Secure Series. And also, he came across a nice site that has some good, cool USB drives. I guess it's everythingusb.com. And it's, oh, it's the same thing for the Lexar Jump Drive. And both of them use 256-bit AES encryption. Okay, you guys, that's all. I've just got too much. Keep them coming, all right? Keep them coming. Keep the questions coming. And keep the site suggestions coming. I actually got a bunch of site suggestions today that I'm probably not going to be able to get to on this show. We'll continue on with those emails at a later date. And I'll get some of this stuff up on the weblog too. So let's kick off into the hardcore content for the day. I've got a stack of stuff here to get through. We're already 20 minutes in. I apologize, but that's the stuff I want to talk about. You know, especially you guys take the time to write me an email. I want to take the time to talk about those emails that you send me. Google News has made available RSS feeds, and this is something that is new. They have feeds for top news, world, U.S. business, science, tech, health, sports, and entertainment. And you also can build your own search terms. So if you want to search for Geek News Central, you can do that and create an RSS feed for that search term. Now, the thing about that so far, I'm not overly impressed with what they're doing with this search engine. We're with this this implementation. I recommend that you go over there, give it a try, see what you think. I've already posted some of my opinions on the implementation. I kind of agree with some of the things that Dave Weiner had to say over on scripting.com. So your mileage is going to vary. And obviously they are out there culling data and trying to get as much new and prevalent information available for you for these RSS search areas. And I think it's worth a look. So we'll put the link up for these feeds that Google has created. Okay, there's a pretty cool article on Guardian Unlimited. It's talking about, and the title of it says, "Knowing Me, Knowing You." And it talks about all of the CCTV cameras that are in operation in the UK. And, you know, most of you are probably well aware of this because of all the happenings that's been going on with the bombings that were over there and everything else. But there's over 4 million CCTV cameras in operation and in Britain. So is that amazing, that many cameras? Now, we're becoming a society now of being watched, looked at, monitored all the time. And, you know, I guess if you can't do the crime, if you can't do the time, I mess that up every time. Every time. You guys go back through the podcast and search, I've said that wrong 25 times. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. So, you know, they're using these to, you know, basically pick up criminals. But also, you know, people are becoming more concerned about Big Brother watching what they're doing and, you know, the scrutiny that's being put upon them by cameras. You know, but I think it's kind of an oxymoron because people will go out and they will buy cigarettes and alcohol on their credit cards, which the insurance companies are starting to buy your purchase habits from. So at some point, they're going to tie your personal habits to your insurance policy rates. Companies are firing people for if you smoke. You know, there's all kinds of things that are going on where companies and are getting invading your personal space. And I understand it's a big issue, and it's something that people have to stand up and say, we've had enough. And it's such a wide base of different types of technology that are looking at what you're doing. You know, nothing is sacred anymore, really not. Now, maybe everything inside your walls of your home is sacred, but, you know, get down to having RFID chips in clothes and in products. It's not going to be long before you're going to see, you know, how the cable guys used to drive around with their antennas trying to find people stealing cable. Well, you're going to see, you know, media companies driving around with antennas cataloging your house by the RFID tags in your home. You know, it could happen. It really could. So I think this is a good article, but I think that it goes much further beyond that and how we're actually, you know, we live with surveillance upon our persons, you know, if we're out in public on a daily basis. So I'm sure the UK is a leader in this. I don't know what the number of CCTV cameras are in the United States. I'm sure across the entire country we've got more than 4 million, but not as concentrated as in Britain. Okay, over on CNN, I have to kind of laugh. My website's run on mobile type, and I really like the product. I like what Six Apart has done there. I like the direction that they're headed in. But one of the co-founders, Mina Trott, the wife of the founder, I guess they're partners, so they are both co-founders. And Mina and Ben have, you know, built a great product. But Mina has a weblog, and basically they kind of, Larry King did an interview with Mina on her weblog and why it's relevant and how come weblogs are so pervasive today and important. And Mina had not updated. I have her in my A-list read list for my aggregator. She had not updated her weblog in, like, I'm going to say a month. maybe more. And of course, she has this article on CNN, and lo and behold, there's like six articles on her website today. Mina, you kind of got caught, okay? You haven't been blogging. You really haven't. You've been blogging. You once in a while, you put up a little post once in a while. But, you know, you talk about how you daily write to your weblog and how it's for your friends and family. Give me a break. You know, if you're going to walk the walk, you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. I'm sure I messed that up too, but that's okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. There is something, an interesting environmental development, and it's titled Warming Hits Tipping Point. And the subtitle, it says, Siberia feels the heat. It's a frozen peat bog the size of France and Germany. Combined, contains billions of tons of greenhouse gas, and for the first time since Ice Age, it's melting. Okay, I'm going to leave the rest of the article for all you guys, but I don't, how many of you are familiar with what peat bog really is? You know, originally from Michigan, we have some peat bog in Michigan, but it, of course, it is not frozen tundra like in Siberia, obviously. Well, in the winter, it kind of is. And it really, in the winter, it's really not frozen. Peat bog never, you know, that type of soil, ground and turf really never, never freezes. And it's kind of like, a way I like to refer to it, you know, my father was in construction, and he would take machines across these peat bogs, and it would be like driving on Jell-O, almost. And you would, you know, these big heavy machines, as they would rumble down the, you know, through this through the ground, it would you'd see trees shaking, you know, off in the distance. It's a very unstable. We always had stuck vehicles, and matter of fact, I have a pretty good story about ending up in a ditch with a hydraulic excavator, but that, we'll save that for another day. And, but a long story short is this could be serious. And, but I wasn't aware that these bogs contain as much gas as they do. So we'll see what happens here, but they say this could be a major environment impact and speed up global warming. So, we'll keep our eyes peeled, and you guys can check that out. A little trivia for you on the side, too, on Todd's days as a before he left home and does what he does now. Okay, let's talk just a little bit about podcasting, okay? And I've got three or four articles here, and they're not lined up in a row. I should have had them lined up in a row, so I may jump around a little bit, so I apologize in advance. There was a gentleman that basically made a statement that's like, he's, you know, I'm going to use the term, he's exasperated. He's throwing his arms up in the air, and he's saying, podcasting, what's the big deal? It's not a big deal. How come we, you know, how come everybody's exciting about it? And I think the founder of Odeo, Evan Williams, puts it he has a very good example why this is podcasting so important right now. It's because it's the delivery mechanism. You know, that's what it boils down to. That's the change, the user experience change that was required to take this medium from streaming, from standard just downloading it or listening to it on your computer, but the delivery mechanism and the way to be able to free yourself, the power of walkaway content, as I love to say. That's my favorite term to say about podcasting. And so, you know, I think some of these guys are frustrated because guess what? The streaming folks, if they're not converting to podcasting, it's like the BBS systems, okay? I knew when the internet came that bulletin boards were done. I knew they were on the way out. So what I did is I converted mine to a mini ISP, and it continued to generate some revenue for a while, and then walked away from it. Well, I didn't really walk away from it. It sits here and runs in the office 24/7, and I look at it once in a while, but it's more of a I don't put any time into it, but still, it's a technology that's gone by the wayside, okay? And I keep it online for a few hardcore people that come on, and if the machine dies, it's guess what? It's going in the closet and it'll be done. But podcasting is like that too. If these streamers don't get on board, they're going to be left behind, and it's they can say whatever they want to say. Let's see if I can slide down in my article listing. Don't have to remind myself to go back because I got five articles I just skipped. Along with that, of course, congratulations to Adam Curry and Podshow, $8.8 million, and they got funded by Sequoia, no less. Two major heavy hitters are going to be joining their board. This is beyond significant that Sequoia funded them. Now, what's going to happen and what I foresee happening is a bunch of venture capitalists are going to come out of the woodwork now and are going to be coming after networks. And we'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting rest of the year. It's going to be interesting next year. I've got all those resumes everyone sent, so don't worry. I've still got them stacked up. I just got to get to them, and it's I got to get that business plan. It's locked up my head down on a piece of paper. And along with that, Odeo scored some funding of their own, and congratulations to them. Unspecified amount, but they had a bunch of angel funding too, so it was a partial VC, partial angel funding. Don't know how much they got, but they're hiring a bunch of people. So if you're looking for a job in New York, Odeo is hiring. I think that'd be a cool, I could tell you what, you get in over there and you very well, and within a couple of years, could be sitting upon some money, because if it comes in and gets swooped up, and if you are in the ground floor and you have stock options, if I was in New York, I think I would be applying to go to work for Odeo, okay? So there's some advice for me from the old geekster here. And with that, I guess I'm going to skip up here. Where is it? Dun, 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 dun. I haven't been able to find it. Well, I'll come to it later when I get down here. We'll finish talking about the podcasting stuff. But let's get back into tech. Hey, there's an article on Engadget that talks about the PSP is going to be getting an email client, among other things. So those of you that are in, I tell you what, I'm just going to have to get a PSP now. You can surf the web, you can download podcasts, you can play games on it, which I don't game, so I guess my boy could use it when I wasn't using it. You can download email. It's all kinds of crazy stuff. This thing is just like it's becoming the replacement Palm is what it's becoming. So that's exciting for all of you that have a PSP. Now, any of you guys overclock? You know, I've never, well, I overclocked a PC by mistake one time. I've got the chip on a key ring here, which got a burnt hole in it from the process, too. Yeah, I was in one of these younger days. I had wasn't an AMD. It wasn't an Intel chip. What was it? Citrix? I can't remember. Anyway, it was a third-party chip. accidentally set up the BIOS, turned the computer on, lasted about 2 hours, and I heard a pop, and I actually blew a hole in the processor card, in the actual chip itself. But some Japanese have gotten very creative. They went out, and they were able to overclock a Pentium 4 670 Prescott to 7 gigahertz. Some of you are like, what? Overclock to 7 gigahertz? How'd they do that? They used an industrial cryogenic cooling device. You ought to see. Wait till you see this picture on the link site. You're gonna be blown away. This motherboard is shrouded in ice. So they were able to overclock it to 7 gigahertz. But, you know, if I need that kind of cooling, think of the cost. Okay, and the big news of the day. Here it is, folks. All right, all of you that have, this is the real deal. There's a video out and everything. Okay, you ready? OS X is running on an Intel laptop. Stock. They've been able to do it with some VMware, I guess, and it boots fast. I saw the video. And they show the guy pushing the button. They show the interface coming up. And they show OS X loading like unbelievably quick. I am sure that Apple does not want to see this. Now think about this. If they get this to the point where you have a fully functional PC without any handicaps, being able to boot, take my laptop that I have here, dual boot it, whatever it may be, and I can load OS X, Apple may have kissed their business goodbye. They're going to do something to stop this, but maybe not. Maybe they can't. Okay? Now, along with that, last week we talked about how there's going to be some TPM chips in there, okay? Basically, it's some security issues involved with the Intel devices. That is back kind of in the news, and they're saying that maybe the, you know, they basically said that Apple's going to do it. Second thing, he said, no, we're not. And now there looks like there might be some proof that it actually is going to happen. So there are some Apple people that are not very happy right now. I'm only going upon what I'm reading on these websites, and I'll let you guys take a look at yourself, but it's pretty cool. But you're going to need BitTorrent to download the video. It's a torrent feed, and I think you'll enjoy it, especially you Mac users. You're going to get a big kick out of it, that you're going to be able to go down to or take one of your old PCs that you've got that's got, used to have Windows on it, load OS X on it, all right? All right, looks like Microsoft is going to be playing hardball with the peripheral makers for Xbox 360. They've locked this device down so hard with licensing and everything else, it looks like they're going to go after anyone that builds a peripheral that is not licensed. So they built a bunch of device, or basically they built some stuff into the box so that only authorized peripherals are going to be able to talk to the box. So I'm sure there's going to be some hacks and some workarounds, but this is a curious development on Microsoft's part. You know, that's been a big business, is the peripheral business, people going out and creating second-party type of components for the Xboxes. So we'll see what happens there. All right, I think I just skipped up a bunch of stuff. Okay, we already talked about that. Talked about this. Okay, CNET's got a cool article out. It talks about top 10 tech we missed. And I'm just going to read through them real quick. The top 10 tech we missed. Number 1, manned space exploration. Number 2, Cosmo.com. Number 3, Napster. Number 4, the Concorde. Number 5, GM's EV1. I don't know if I missed that. That car was ugly. 6, the original Palm Pilot. I do not miss the original Palm Pilot. Do you guys miss the original Palm Pilot? Number 7, good keyboards. I agree. Stand up. I've got an IBM, one of those old IBM keyboards. Still works. And, I miss good keyboards. Number 8, wires. Number 9, LPs. How many of you, raise your hands, have still got LP collections at your home? I do. Nothing better than a good LP. No richer song. I don't care what you guys that grew up with CDs say. I'm vinyl all the way. Of course, I don't play vinyl very often, but when I do, I sure do enjoy it. And number 10, the Newton. Well, okay, whatever. So anyway, these are the top 10 tech we missed from CNET. So pretty good top 10 list, pretty cool. Okay, Dave Weiner has I think this is kind of funny. John Udell is slowly dropping his objections to podcasting. Hey, John, do you remember when you slammed me? Hey, John. You get on the podcasting wagon? Come on now. Okay, so as soon as he podcasts, stand by. But Dave say that he's kind of warming up to it, so we will see. Okay, he's becoming a little bit of an evangelist, so kind of cool. All right, have you guys heard that the folks that created BitTorrent have scored some venture capitalist money, and it actually, get this, the RIAA and MPAA are actually talking to them? Did you guys just fall down? I about spit all over my monitor, I'll be honest with you. I can't believe it. But anyway, BitTorrent is seeded, now waits for VC funds. So we'll see what happens. Oh, it's been seeded. It didn't get VC funds. So it got some seed money. So that's good. But they've got enough money to hire some more employees, and they've got plenty of cash on hand to operate, which is good. Along with that, you hear about Skype. Skype is, they're talking about having a $3 billion valuation. Can you imagine $3 billion? I have a, my Skype out account, I put £10 in it in January, and I have £8, and I guess it was 92 pence left in the account right now. It tells you how much I Skype out. I'm on Skype every day, but it's Skype to Skype, voice, you know, over IP. So I don't know. We'll see. I did pay him for the voicemail, and I did pay him for the Skype out account. So they, you know, they get a little more money for me. But the actual, and I do have a Skype in number too, but I don't publish that. Ha ha. Just for a personal reason, but prefer you guys use the voicemail line. And thanks for using that more. Okay, here's one other thing that on podcasting that I miss. And, of course, a couple of you are going to snicker over there because I get emails all the time when I talk about Robert Scoble. But he put in his, I'm just going to read a quote he put in his website. Speaking of fortunes, watch for several acquisitions in the next few months of blog services. The money is starting to flow. The consolidations are starting to happen. And he says, hey, Bill, where's Microsoft? The window of opportunity to get involved in the blog world is only going to be open for a little while. Now, this is what I like. This is the part I really enjoy here. If my hands were on Microsoft's cash, I'd be buying blog search, blogging, and podcasting networks. All right, Robert, keep on saying that, okay? Okay, enough on that. I'm moving on. I'm being silly tonight. All right. I've talked about Blog Pulse before. If you guys have not checked out Blog Pulse, you guys need to get over to blogpulse.com. Check out the offerings they have over there. They've got this conversation tracker, some profiles. They got all kinds of cool stuff over there. And they're starting to make some inroads. You know, Blog Pulse has been around for a while, and it really did not get any, what I would call, push. You know, people weren't really pushing it. But I think I'm starting to see more reviews on it, and I think you guys should go over there and check that out, see what they're doing, and sign up for their service and play with it a little bit. Okay, in the TiVo news, it looks like TiVo is battling with DirecTV. Looks like DirecTV might be getting ready to pull the plug on TiVo. This could concern some of you that have a DirecTV account at TiVo. So I'm not going to really talk about the semantics of this, but there is some concern. I think you are going to be okay for a couple of years, but there could be some changes. Okay, AOL and Microsoft is recycling spammers' loot. And basically, every dollar that Microsoft is collecting, along with America Online, the stuff that they're getting in these settlements, they're even giving them to spam-fighting organizations, or they're giving the stuff away. And I think there was a Hummer they gave away and some other stuff. So it looks like they've been scoring some pretty good cash. I think up to $5 million worth. Okay, I think this is typical. I think this is good news. Slashdot has an article that says, Japanese musician defy Sony by joining iTunes. A Japanese musician who was signed by Sony, part of Sony's label, has defied Sony and joined iTunes to have his music sold online. Wow. That is some significant. And apparently, guess why Sony's so irritated is that the songs cost 50% less than what they charge for music in Japan. So, have you heard about this guy? He's built his furniture, every piece of furniture in his house is built out of FedEx boxes. Well, I don't know if he went to FedEx and just scored hundreds of boxes. But FedEx isn't very happy with his website, so I don't know how long it's going to be up before it gets taken down. It's FedExFurniture.com. You know, this is a college kid. Just got a job as a programmer. Apparently he's broke, probably paying back all his college loans and everything, but all of his bed, desk, couch is all made out of FedEx boxes. You have to go over and check this out. Okay, those of you that are MSN Spaces user, they've released some power tools. So I'll just put a link up to these power tools. I have an MSN Spaces account, but I've never put anything on it. It's kind of like that land rush. You went out there and got one just because you could. But if you're a power user, if you like to use the MSN Spaces, go ahead and check that out. All right. Also, how many of you are LinkedIn, use the service LinkedIn? Okay. I'm kind of picky on who I add to my LinkedIn list, but I do have a LinkedIn account. If you are LinkedIn, let me know. I'll put a little information up in about LinkedIn. And I think that those of you that are trying to develop professional relationships or, you know, socialize, you know, so these social networks, there's a little bit of information about that. LinkedIn is a good one. I like it. I don't particularly use MySpace, but LinkedIn seems to be a pretty popular poll. Okay, folks. Hey, I'm at 45 minutes. Good timing. Hey, thank you for tuning in. I'm glad you're part of our family. We really do appreciate you staying subscribed. Help us out with our 100th show prize offerings. If you've got something that you think that you'd like to donate to our prize pool, I'd like to give away a bunch of stuff. I really would. I'd like to have $3,000-$4,000 worth of cool prizes to give away. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able. Obviously, I can't bankroll that myself, but I would. I'll take anything you guys have got that's worth giving away. If you've got some, here's another thing. You got some spare tech stuff. You got some stuff laying around that has still got value, can be used, and we'll take that stuff too. Okay, so whatever you got, let's do it. As long as you're willing to ship it. Primarily, we'll probably have to limit this to. I'm not going to limit it, but I don't want to have you guys pay a huge shipping bill to South Africa or someplace like that where I had to send something the other day. And but, you know, we'll try to include everybody that we can because the listeners of the show are all over the world. So we'll make sure that if somebody wins something from that, that we get something to them too. So we don't want to exclude them. But anyway, let us know and we'll see what we can come up with for the 100th show. Anyway, want to see you guys on Saturday. If you have nothing to do, 1:30 Pacific, go over to techpodcast.com. The information will be there to join the show, and we should have a great time on that event. I've got one promo for you tonight, but as always, you can reach us at the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. That's 619-342-7365. You can reach me at geeknews@gmail.com. Or you can send your promo in to geeknewspromo@gmail.com. Along with that, you can always Skype me at Geek News Central. All right, folks, thanks for being with us. And I'll have something real quick at the end. And we'll play a promo here from one of our dedicated listeners that's a podcaster.
Looking for a variety podcast with great music, comedy, and opinions that's great for work? Then look no further. This is the Chris Seligmiller Show. I'm your host, Chris Seligmiller, and each week I provide you with music from rising independent artists, jokes and spoofs from around the web, and my views and your views on topics in the world of entertainment. Visit me online at thechrisshow.blogspot.com. The Chris Seligmiller Show, your variety podcast.
All right, folks, that's it. Stay subscribed. We'll see you on Tuesday. Aloha.